Okay, we're Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, where we finished the Rashi. We have to learn the Tesis, the fourth Tesis in the top. That's the one we're up to. Tenech the Kiddush Bekaspa. Okay, the Gemara asked the question that about whether right now the Gemara Rava said Ein is Begit. That means just because there's an anus, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. If you didn't come because of an anus, right? Even though by Kedusha we said there is a concept of anus, if you're forced. But by Gittin, if you didn't come because of an anus, the get's still a get. And the Gemara went into this whole thing about cases. I kept coming, I'm screaming, I'm coming. He didn't come, he's supposed to come. So the Gemara asked the question, how can you permit an ashesish? If the Torah says it's a get, and you're saying it's not a, I mean, the Torah says it's not a get. You're saying it's a get. How are you permitting an ashes ish? So the Gemara answered, whoever does kedushin does it the way the Chachamim wanted it to be done, and therefore the Chachamim uprooted the kedushin. Right? That was what the Gemara said at the last thing. So the Gemara says, okay, that's only good by kedushin with money. How do you do kedushin? How can they undo kedushin with bia? Okay. With intimacy. So the Gemara answered, the Chacham make it all be'ilas nus. In other words, they undo the Kedushin aspect of the bia, they make it into the znus, so to speak. Okay? So Taisa says, Tainach the Kiddush b'kaspa, that makes sense by Kedusha with money. Why? And Taisa explains why. Hefka best in Hoya Hefka. Because the Gemara learns out in Gittin.
What's the difference in Hamatcha?
Tainach the Kiddush b'kaspa. Have it? Gimel Lamed Aleph, the fourth Tesis.
Okay.
Tainach the Kiddush b'kaspa. Melo, if a guy does Kedusha with money, the Chachamim can uproot it. Tesis says, why? The Hefka Bezdin, how you Hefka? Bezdin has the opportunity to make something Hefka, make it free for all. So therefore, they say the money you gave to Kedushin to begin with was not yours. Okay? And therefore, you never gave the woman anything. And if you never gave the woman anything, it's not a good, valid Kedushin. And therefore, the money you gave her was a gift rather than kedushin. Umemela, therefore, it follows that kol be'ilaysev znus, that all the bia that he did, because he did kedushin with money, right? And then he lived with her. But the Chacham said, 1 minute, we're uprooting the kedushin retroactively. So therefore, all the living that they lived together was not marriage, was not kedushin, it was nus. But the Gemara says, "Bakidish bebia ma'ikele meimar." But when it comes to kedushin with bia, the Gemara, that's just explaining the Gemara's question. Ma'ikele meimar. What can you say? Eich yafkien or bia she kedushin? How can you undo the bia of kedushin? The guy had kedushin, right? Minateira, she's a married woman through the bia. What do you know? Undo the bia? It was a biblical kedushin of bia. How can you undo it? And then Taisa says like this, Afilu leman diyamat, even according to the opinion that says in Gemara and Yevamis, the Yeshkei Chachamim laka dove min ateiro, the Chachamim can uproot something biblical. Meaning, even though biblically it was a good beer, right? It's a good beer because min ateiro it's a beer. The Chachamim have the ability to uproot a din of the teiro. He said, but that's only kagain de leka aveda. That's only when there's no sin. Like that case over there in Ishir Abad, the Hodel Tivlet, instead of being Truma, whatever the case was, so not irrelevant. What, it was supposed to be Truma, and the Chacham says it's going back to Tevel. You know, to untie stuff. Aval hey chadika aveda. But in a case, when there's aveda, the mikadesh yasi bebiya. When there's a kedusha with bia, and now if she's an ashes ish, you're uprooting an aveda basically, because now if a man lives with her, I mean, I tell you, she's Mekodeshes, that means they're living in sin. How could the Chachamim uproot that? He says, Ma'i kala meimar, what can you say? So Taisus, just explain the Gemara. Mishan, the Gemara answers, Shavya Rabbanim, Bileisa Bilaznus, the Chachamim made the Bia that he did for Kedushin, a Bia's Nus, the Enkan Kedushin, there's no more Kedushin. In other words, the Gemara's question was, I can undo money because Hefker Bezdin and Hefker. But how could I undo Bia? So the Gemara answers, you could undo Bia because you make it Znus instead of Kedushin. You can't undo the Bia, but what you could do is, you could say that anything they did was not for kedushin, that the chacham have the ability to do.
What does it do with the physical fact that she's not besula anymore?
A non-besula doesn't make kedushin.
Huh?
People living together today, boyfriend girlfriend, not l'shem kedushin. Is she an eishes ish?
No.
She's not an eishes. Why shouldn't she an eishes? She's not a besula. Because it wasn't done l'shem kedushin. It has to be done l'shem kedushin for it to be valid. If it's not done l'shem kedushin, and this is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara's question is, how could you undo the kedushin of the bia? The Gemara says, the chacham have the keich to undo the bia, the kedushin of the bia. And therefore it's only znos, and therefore there's no kedushin.
But she didn't want it because of znos. She thought it's going to be kedushin.
But the Gemara says it's not kedushin. That's what the Gemara's answer.
Okay, I understand. Isn't it because there's no kenas here that the guy, whatever he did?
The Gemara said because of the znos and the, you know, the Gemara asked, is there anything minatay is not a get? And because tznuas and perutzas might do something wrong, you know, because of that we're gonna be matre shesish. So the Gemara says, yeah, we undo the kedushin.
But can you explain this principle? The yesh koach lechachamim la'akod davar min haTorah.
Right.
So this is according to one opinion, right? Do we hold like that?
I mean, well, the halacha is the koach lechachamim la'akod davar b'shev al ta'asim. In other words, they can say, the Torah says, blow shofar. So Chum say, on Shabbos, don't blow shofar. Torah says, do lulav. Chum could say no. But la loch, the Chum don't have a koyach, lakod dovim in a teda, bekum va'asei. Chum can't say, eat chazer. Because that's uprooting a teda in a positive way. That's the loch.
Just in a temporary measure, can they do it permanently also?
What do you mean?
Uproot.
Yeah, shofar is permanent.
No, it means can they come and say just don't blow shofar anymore? No, why should they want to do it?
That's megara. Yeah, I mean we are.
No, but the chum don't do it for no reason.
No,
even hefker bezin and hefker. The Gemara says in Gittin, the Rishonim write in Gittin, you can't just bezin can't say okay, your property is hefker. That's to be a reason for it.
No, I mean the Torah says you cannot. Take away from the mitzvah of Torah.
No, the Torah says you can't say that there's 612 mitzvahs, right? That you can't do. But the Chacham could say there is a mitzvah, we're telling you not to do it.
So, in effect, there's not going to be, it's going to be one less mitzvah.
No, not one less. There is a mitzvah, we're telling you, for whatever reason, don't do it. But the Gemara, it takes us in Gittin and the Rishonim, right? In fact, there's a big machlokes. Does any bezdin can do behefker, bezdin hefker? Or it has to be bezdin hagadol, you know, would you? Who has the ability? Today, a bezdin today, there are three people, most posts can hold. A bezdin, you go to a dentator today, you can't make hefker, bezdin hefker. It has to be a proper bezdin of either 71 or, but
even dinim mamonot.
Yeah. Even the Imamunis, I'm saying, Hefke Bezdin Hefke is only in the Imamunis.
Oh, it's only in. So,
Hefke Bezdin Hefke means you make your. No, Shaif is not by Hefke Bezdin Hefke. The Gemara says, Yesh Kayach, Biyat Chachom, and Lakar, Dovim, and Ateira, Besheva Al Tasa.
Oh, I see.
They can't.
That's a different.
Right. Okay, now we have to go to the Gemara, and then we can go to the stasis over here. Okay, so far, because now we're going to learn just the opposite of everything we learned until now. Okay, so in the Gemara, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines in the top of the page in the Gemara. Okay, and this is 382. The Gemara says, so until now, okay, now just to get the Gemara clear that before we go further. The Gemara got into this whole mitzias by Rav Yosef saying a din that if a year came and the guy was supposed to marry his wife and he didn't marry her, right? That the din is as soon as that date comes, even if he doesn't marry her, he has to give her parnasa, support her, and everything, right? So Rav Yosef said if an accident happened and therefore he wasn't able to do it, he doesn't have to pay her parnasa because einus frees him from his obligation. Okay. Or the Gemara got into this because the Gemara says a pesula gets married Bitsunis Liyem Aravi, Wednesday, yeah? So if the day that he's supposed to marry comes Sunday, and he didn't marry until Wednesday because the Chum said don't marry her, so he doesn't have to feed her for those 3 days. Right? That's what the Gemara said. So Rava came along and said, by Gittin that din doesn't apply. There's no anus concept by get. Okay? And therefore the Gemara went into all the questions and the statements and everything else. But Ikadami, there's a second version that what Rava said. That Amar Rava, v'chein le'inyin Gittin. That by get, it's also like that. That if there's an anus by a get, it counts. That means if a guy said, this is your get if I don't show up in 12 months. And the guy comes, like we learned before, and screaming, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. And there's no bridge, or there's no boat, or whatever, an accident happened. Mm-hmm. It's like he came. And therefore the get's not valid. Right? Mamish the opposite of what we learned before. Alma kosavarava, so from here we see, yesh, anus begitten. There is a concept of anus begitten. So now, all the proofs the Gemara brought before, for the opposite, the Gemara is going to now ask them as questions. So we're going to have a review of the Gemara, but not as a proof, but on the contrary, as a question. Meisvei, it says, I'll ask you a question. It says, Harei zigitechem leibosi mikan avet shnei masach chedesh. If a guy says to his wife, here's your get, if I don't show up until 12 months. He gives her a get on the condition I don't show up in 12 months. Umeis betech shnei masach chedesh, and he dies within the 12 months. Ain't a get, it's not a get. Okay? But the Gemara says, Meisud ain't a get. It's only because he died. There's no get because, like we learned, dead people can't give a get. The Gemara said before, right? Then get lachemisa. Because then dead people can't give a get. Ho chola, but if he got sick, hareza get, it is a get. Because the Mishnah should have said a bigger din. Not only if he died, there's no get, but even if he got sick and didn't come, there's no get.
Why?
Because he's anus. Mm-hmm. Right? But that means, if he did get sick and that's why he didn't come, the Gemara says it is a get. Right? That's a contradiction to Rava. Because if he got sick, he didn't come because of anus. Correct? So then it shouldn't be a get. But the question is, from that mission we imply that if he didn't come because he got sick, it is a get. That contradicts Rava that there's a din of anus by getting. So the Gemara says, no. Leila me'emela chalman. This is the opposite of before. Leila me'emela chalanam ain't a get. Really? Even if you're sick, there's no get. Why does the Mishnah say the case he died and didn't come rather than got sick? The Hegel for Kamashma on this itself is teaching us then get lachar misa, that there's no get after death. And this itself is what the Mishnah is teaching us, that there's no get after death. So if a guy says to his wife, this is the get, he doesn't say from now. He said, this is your get if I don't show up in 12 months. So when is the get effective? After 12 months. But the guy died, so he didn't show up. Right? Why? Why isn't it the get? Because ain't get lachar misa. But in addition to that, it tells us that if he got sick, it's also not a get. Why isn't it a get? The guy didn't show up because of anus. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, "En get lachemisa to teach us there's no get lachemisa." Hatan eleiraisha. We learned it in the first part of the Mishnah. We're like the Gemara said this before. It's said already that a dead person can't give a get. So Gemara says, "Dilma lafukim mid Rabbi Seinu." Maybe this is to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Seinu. Like you said before, what is Rabbi Seinu? That when the husband died, okay. Even if because the Mishnah wants to teach us that there's no get after Misa, unlike the Chachamim that hold, there is a get after Misa, if he gave it before. Rabbi Seinu hold, if he gave the get before the condition, even though he made a condition and he died, the get is retroactively good. And then he was alive. Because that's what Rabbi Seinu held before in the Gemara. That when you give a get on a condition, it's retroactively good.
Even though it doesn't say from now?
Right. That's what Chacham Rabbi Seinu hold. So maybe this din teaches us no, not like Rabbi Seinu. See, obviously there's a big difference if a guy says, this is your get from now if I don't show up in 12 months. then after 12 months, it's retroactively good from now. So she was mezana in between, she wouldn't get killed because she was divorced retroactively. Right? But if you hold, it's only chal, like the chachom, not Rabbi Seinu, like the chachom emol, that it's after the 12 months, yeah, then obviously that people can't give a get. But if you hold this retroactively good, then it's not a dead person giving a get. Because when he gave the get retroactively, he was alive. Okay, then it says, Toshma, come, I'll ask you a different question. If a guy says to his wife, from now, if I don't come in 12 months. Yeah? And he died within the 12 months. So he doesn't show up. It's a get. Like we explained before, because it's retroactively good. Because he says, me'achshav. And because he says, from now, the get's a good get. Right? So the Gemara says, my love, who are din chol, the same din applies, even if he's sick, it's also a get. He didn't show up because of anus. So the Gemara says, no, may stavke. Only if he died, it's not a get. Why? He doesn't want him to go through yibum. This is again the repeat of the Gemara, even at the bottom, he doesn't explain it. What it means is like this. A husband doesn't want his wife, if he dies, to have to do yibum. Let's see, there's no children, okay? And like we said, in the olden times, yibum was very difficult. You didn't know who the brothers were, where they were, there's no communications, right? So maybe over there, when the husband said me'achshav, he only meant it retroactively because he didn't want it to go to yibum. But if he doesn't show up because he's choyla, yeah, then maybe he does want it to be a get. Maybe he does want it to be a get. So again, you can't prove anything from this din. Okay, we'll just learn one piece of Gemara, then we'll entice this over here. Tashma, come, I'll bring another proof to ask a question on Rava. Behud, Amalei, there's a guy's story. The Gemara brought this down before also. There's a guy, Eloya, seen him, Ikanat Shleishim Yeim. A guy said like this, if I don't come from now until 30 days, Lave Gita, there should be a get. So that's what the guy says. Here's your get. If I don't come 30 days, it's a get. Also, let's say, Tlasi Yeimen, he came at the end of the 30 days, right before the end of the 30 days, Upaska Mavra. But the river crossing stopped him. There was no ferry, there was no boat, there was no bridge. But Armelo, when he started screaming, Chazud Asoy, Chazud Asoy. Look, I'm coming, I'm here. But Lepel, he didn't come because the river blocked him. Right? But we know clearly he wanted to come. And if he would have had a boat, he would have come. So why didn't he come? Because of Einus, right? And Shmuel says, Leishmei Masya, it's not a coming. Lepel, the guy didn't come. Mm-hmm. According to Rava, that should be a get. Because why didn't he come? Because of Einus. But the Rava, according to this version, says, Yesh Einus Begitten, that if a guy didn't come because of an Einus, the get is no good, because it's like he came. Why did Shmuel say he didn't come and therefore the get's good? Right? The same opposite before. So Gemara says, no, Unse the Shchiyah Shaini. Over there is a common accident that he should have thought about before. You know, nobody plans to get sick. So sickness is a real oinus, yeah? A guy comes, he knew he had to cross the river. He should have taken into consideration there's not always boat going whenever he wants. So he should have thought about that. And he didn't. So maybe over there Shmuel says that's why he's not coming. Right? But if a guy got sick, he didn't think about it. It's not common to get sick, so maybe then it wouldn't be a get. Like he said, the kiv and the boila sunuye, he should have foreseen the problem of crossing the river. V'loy asin, and he didn't. He must himself up. because he should have known about it. Okay? That's the Gemara. So there's two versions in the Gemara. The first version of the Gemara said, Rava said, there's no anus by Gittin. That means if you didn't come because of an anus, it doesn't matter, it's like you didn't come. And the second version of Rava says, there is anus by Gittin, and if you didn't come because of an illness or whatever, it's like you came. Yeah? Now what's the halacha?
First.
Huh?
Says the first one.
Well, 1 minute. That's what they'll say. The Taisus says, Ikad Amri, it's the next Taisus over there, on the left. Amr, Rav, V'chein Linyingit. Pasek Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Chananu, Kalishna Kama. Rabbeinu Chananu, Paskin, like the first version of the Gemara, the Ein is Begitten. Okay? There's no Ein is Begitten. Behaviraya, okay, where did Rabbeinu Chananu paskin that that's the case? Yeah, he said, Midikomis Tom of the Shas, because it was a Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak of Gittin, Gabi Huda Omalei, he said, Hilay Nasivna Atlasin Yemen. There's a case over there in the Gemara without any arguments, without any opinions. Gemara says like this. A guy says, if I don't come up to 30 days, it should be a get. Yeah? The imishum anus, and the Gemara says over there the statement, and if because of anus, anus begitten. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Gemara says over there in the fourth paragraph of Gittin, the Gemara says, Paskins, like without, clearly, there's no anus begitten. There's no ikadami, there's no argument, there's no. So you see, the Gemara just rules, Rabbeinu Chananel says, anus begitten, like the first version of the Gemara. That there's no concept of anus to undo the get. And so it appears, Taisus says logically. Why? Because the first version of the Gemara brought all these proofs to Rava from all these Gemaras that were asking questions on them now. Right? So now think, what's better? When you have dinim that prove your case, or dinim that refute your case and you have to answer crazy answers to answer it? It's logical that if you have a lot of proofs which are clear proofs seemingly, is much stronger than all the Gemaras that are asking questions and questions and questions. You have to come up with difficult answers. That's what he says. V'chein nira, da'libe de'ika da'amri, because according to the Ika da'amri, hava pircha mikol hana de'maisa, these are all questions from the cases, the ma'isa siyata lishnikama, that the Gemara brought for the first opinion of the Gemara, and you don't answer, you don't rely on and stretched answers. You know, pushed answers, difficult answers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chananel and Taisus says v'chein nira, that the halacha is that ein is begitten, which means that if a guy doesn't come because of an ein is by a get, it's like he didn't come, and therefore the get would be a valid get. Okay, that's what Taisus paskens. So he says, the kosher l'ri, but the ri asks a question. The mask of perpag mishachs, in the Gemara in Gittin, it says, the bain, the omarei, ze gita chamesi mecheli ze. The Gemara says over there, if a guy gives a get to his wife, and he says, it's a get if I die from this illness. Bain, imamah, whether he said, im loy amid mecheli ze, if I don't get up from this illness. And this again, it's so interesting. When it comes to these dinim, you have to, what the guy said, one word could change everything. Okay?
Why so?
1 second, you'll hear. Because the question is a condition met or not? Mm-hmm. Okay. The guy's sick. Yeah, this is the case over there. The guy's sick. And he said, if I don't get better from this illness and I die, the get's a get. Or if he said, I don't get up from this illness. He didn't say if I die from the illness. He said, I don't get up from the illness. Okay? What happened? A wall caved in on him and he died. Or a snake bit him. This one was going to see. Snake bit him and he died. Now, did he die from the illness? No. Did he get better from the illness? No. So that's a big difference what the guy said. If a guy said to his wife, this is the get if I die from my illness, and he didn't die from the illness, because a building collapsed on him, so then obviously it's not a get. Because he didn't die from the illness. But if he says, if I don't get up from the illness, Lepel, he didn't get up from the illness. Right. And he died because a wall caved in him, right. Then it is a get. You see the difference what the guy said? Hello?
Yeah.
No, that's the bullshit. Is the condition met or what it didn't mean? The guy might have thought the same thing, by the way. It doesn't matter what he thinks, though. In these dinim, it matters what you say, not what you think. So he says over there like this.
Who remembered? What I mean, what is it? Who? Beit Din.
There's witnesses that that's what he said. Or everybody agrees that's what he said. It doesn't really matter. The Gemara says over there, look, the Bein Amarei Zagita Chamesi Michaeli Zeh. Whether the guy said, this is my get, this is your get if I die from this illness. Baim in Amalei Emed Michaeli Zeh, if he said, if I don't get up from this illness, V'nofel Olav Abayis in the house fell on him. Oy nochad noshchin nochad your snake bit him. Oy achlari, right? In all those cases, the Gemara says it's not a get. Yeah? The Gemara says, in all those cases, it's not a get. Why? Alma Yashen is begitten. Right? That's the bottom line. There's Ein is begitten. The house fell on him. That's why he didn't get up. And Velekel Amemi can't say. The Hashem lemi tam the yeshayin is kama. Do I have a get? That the Gemara didn't say it's not a get because of anus. Elamishum the beimin amar imaisi mecheliza. Whether he says I'm going to die from this illness. Beim in lay amid mashma, because it implies shiyamis mecheliza. And the Gemara says, and you can't say the reason is because maybe we go by what he meant. And whether he said, if I die from the illness, or I don't get up from the illness, what he meant was, the illness is going to kill me. And not the house, and not the wall, and the snake, or the... He says, and therefore when the house fell on him, or should the snake bit him, ain't a get, because it's not from this illness. He says, he can't. Because over there the Gemara says clearly the reason is the yesh einisu. That the reason is not because he meant it, said it, didn't say it, whatever. The Gemara says over there, you know why this is not a get in that case? In both cases. The bottom line is because he didn't get up, because there's an einis that happened. Why is he not around in the whatever time it was? Mm-hmm. Because of an einis that happened. So the Rebbe's question is, how could we paskin that, like the first version, the ein is begitten, that accidents don't change the get, when the Gemara over there in Gittin says clearly that in the case of einus, because of einus, the get's still a get. And Taisus says, how do we know that that's the reason? Because it says, Gabehu gavra de zobin adam. Okay? There was a guy that bought land, sold land to his friend, and he accepted upon himself any possible accident that can happen, he accepts the deal. And when something crazy happened over there, it's not a common einus. Meaning, when the guy accepted any, like, crazy things that can happen, any einus that would happen, that it doesn't change the deal, that's only normal anus. But anus, which is so uncommon, even that he didn't accept. And they bring a proof, Mahi the Ochlari ain't a get. And Rebbe said, how do I know that if it's such an uncommon accident, it's not an anus? Because from the guy that ate the lion that ate the guy. Now lions eating people is not very common. Alma einus leishchiach, but an einus which is not common, yesh tainus einus. Ludova, there is a tainus einus to Rava, because that's what Rava himself brought the proof. Rava himself brought the proof from a case when a lion ate you, and he says, you see, that an einus which is unheard, not normal, is considered an einus. So Taisa says, the question is, how could we paskin here that Yashe, that Ein Ein is begitten, when the Gemara over there in Gittin says that if a guy says, if I don't get up from this illness, and then a house falls on him, or a snake bites him, or a lion bites him, or whatever, and he dies, the Gemara says over there it's not a get. Why? Because it's an Einus. And if it's an Einus, it takes away the get. So how could we paskin here, like the first version of the Gemara, that Ein Ein is begitten? When Tesis, Ikadami, with the very first wide lines of Tesis. Vahacha kama, by the second line. Vahacha kama Rav Gufa, Belishne kama. And Rav himself over here, by the first version of the Gemara, Dein Einis Afilu Be'enis Leishchiach. Even by an unforeseeable Einis that doesn't even make sense, it's so uncommon to happen, Rav says it's still an Einis that doesn't take away a get. Even if you didn't think about it. Okay? So Taisus is saying like this, to get to Taisus clear, before Dari answers the question. Dari asks the question, Dari answers the question. Okay? Taisus paskind, that we rule like the first version of the Gemara, Ein Ein is begitten. Which means, Einus does not nullify a get. If you give a get on the condition, and the condition was not met because of an accident, it doesn't matter, the get is good, because the bottom line is you didn't show up, you didn't meet the condition, and therefore the get's a get. Okay? So Taisus says in the Gemara in Gittin, it says that if a guy says, he's sick, and he says, this is your get, if I die from this illness, or whether he said, if I don't get up from this illness, and a wall falls on him and he dies, or a lion eats him, a snake eats him, whatever, so the Gemara says over there, it's not a get. Why? Because it's an einus. And he didn't get better because of an einus. Right? And because of an einus, it's not a get. That contradicts our Gemara that says if there's no, even if there's no einus, it's a get. Yeah, I mean, even if there's an einus, it's no get. So it seems to contradict our Gemara. But Emir said that he answers like this. Then he answers the three levels of accidents. One is common, one is uncommon, one is very uncommon. Okay? The Gimel and Yoni Einus Ein. Einus the Leishchiach Klal. Okay? An Einus which is completely unheard of. Like the case of Misha Achzu, which was in Gittin, where the Rava said whatever happened by the field. Afilu Lelishne Kama the Rava. That according to that, even according to the first opinion of Rava, that there is Yesh Einus Begitten, the Hacha Yesh Einus Delei Shayach, Hasim Letzaki Mishum Snus and Mishum Prutzis. Okay, he says like this. Even according to the first lashon of Rava, that says there's no Einus by get, an Einus which is so uncommon, unthinkable to happen, in this case would be different. Why? Because the Gemara said the whole thing over here, without going into it now, yeah, the tznuis and the women will think that the accident didn't happen, it did happen, and she wouldn't get married. The very firm girls, the husband doesn't show up, they'll think, oh, an accident happened to him, that's why he didn't show up. Really, he didn't show up because he didn't want to show up, and therefore the get should be a get, because he said, if I don't show up in 12 months, right? But they're going to be so firm, they're going to stay in a gunner their whole life. Yeah? Or the opposite, the prutzes are going to say, all right, the guy didn't show up because of anus, and therefore the get's good, and I can go marry somebody else. And that's not why he didn't show up. He didn't show up because of an anus, and therefore it's not a get, and she's meanwhile going to go marry somebody else. So because of that, the Gemara says, and we uproot the Kedushin, the whole thing of the Gemara. So Taisa Dari is saying like this. Something which is so uncommon to happen, the frumis and the not frumis are not going to think about such a crazy scenario happening. So therefore, even though Rava in the first opinion of the Gemara said that if a guy doesn't show up because of an anus, we don't care that he didn't show up. Bottom line, he didn't show up, we don't care why, and therefore it's not a get. Yeah? That doesn't apply in such a way out accident that normal people will not even dream about it happening. That's why the case in Gittin, that the Re asked the question from, over there it says, there's an anus, and the Gemara says, yes, anus, it does do it. Because that's speaking about such an unthinkable type of a crazy accident that can happen, that normally people are not going to think about it. Not tsnuas, not perutzis, and therefore there's no reason to say it's a get, and therefore it's not a get. Because nobody's going to think of that.
I thought that it doesn't matter, though.
But that's what Tosis is answering now. That in such an unthinkable type of an anus, whatever the case is over there in the Gemara.
What difference does it make, though, if it doesn't, it's so unusual?
Because that's not it's not even a normal accident.
So she wouldn't be, so if
nobody's going to think, maybe he didn't show up because the earth was destroyed.
So
I don't know, whatever.
Because of a crazy incident, she wouldn't be given again.
But sickness, illness happens. It's not common, but it happens. A guy didn't show up because he got sick. That's an oinus, which is common. So therefore, the first version of Rava says, we don't care. The bottom line is the guy didn't show up. The second version of Rava says, he did show up, even though he didn't, but it's an accident. So Taish says like this. Under crazy circumstances, he says, Nafal of bayis, heikisha nachash. So he says, a house falls on you, you know, how often does a house fall on a guy? Nobody's going to come along and think, oh, you know why I didn't show up? A house fell on him. I mean, that he got sick, people will think maybe he got sick. Yeah. Nobody's going to think the guy didn't show up, oh, because the house fell on top of him. Or a lion killed him. I mean, come on, this is not common. Umishum protes nami lekel amechesh. And even for the non-from...
A snake what?
Bit him. And he died from a snake bite. Kiven the leishchiach klal, it's so uncommon, that Tosis says, even in that case, all the versions of the Gemara would say that einus would matter. Einus would be like he came, even though he didn't. Umishum prutzis nami lekel amechesh. And the same thing, prutzis, also wouldn't be a problem. Kiven the leishchiach, sheyasikein, it's not a shchiach that they should come along and do this. But Taisa says the anus the shchiach, but a common accident, meaning the ibischem brought, like the case that the Gemara just brought. The guy says, if I don't come in 30 days, it's a get, and he's coming up to the river, and all of a sudden he can't cross the river. And like the Gemara says, he should have thought about that before. That's a common accident that a guy should have thought there was a delay because of the storms. I mean that's. Or traffic, yeah. Afilu li'ika de'amri. Even according to the second version of the Gemara, ein einus, it's also not einus. The boiler sni, you should have been careful about it. Avol einus de shchiach, v'lo shchiach. But as one that's common and not common, meaning a guy getting sick. So that's the argument between the first and second version of the Gemara. So Taisus really clarifies this whole Gemara in a very practical way. One version says anus doesn't matter. One version says anus does matter. So Taisus says, the truth is, if it's so far-fetched, everybody says that accident is a valid accident. Okay? Everybody would say then, yesh anus begitten. Even the first version that says anus begitten, that anus does not change again at all, that far-fetched story, a house falling on you, something like that,
They would agree
that there is a din of anus. And therefore, if the guy didn't show up because the house fell on him, it would not be a get. Then there's an opposite thing. On anus, that's so common, the guy should have thought about it. Like you said, today, practically traffic. Yeah? A guy has to go to a place, and he says, if I don't show up by 5 o'clock, the get's a get. Yeah, and he's driving in LA, and there's bumper to bumper traffic. He should have thought about that when he said 5 o'clock. So according to that einus, everybody says that's not an einus.
So that's a get.
You didn't show up, that's a get. Because you should have thought about that before.
Both Mandalmar said
this. And the Taisus in both. In other words, einus which is completely not shchiach, everybody says it's a valid einus. Einus which you should have thought about, everybody says is not an einus. So where's the argument between the first and second lashon? Like
point
sick.
Number two.
Chayla, you know, you're sick. It's common, it's not common. You don't always think about it, but it's not something far-fetched. And that's when you have the argument between the first opinion, second opinion, and Taisus Paskins like the first opinion. Ain't einus begin. So Taisus basically clarifies the whole Gemara in a practical way. What would the din be? Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak. Okay. Gimel Amid Aleph. 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Okay, Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak said, Laishan, this ruling was only in the case of Takonis Ezra Ve'elich. Okay? What the Gemara says like this. In the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechta, says a girl gets married Wednesday. Gemara says, why Wednesday? Because on Wednesday night, he would be with her and he finds out she's not a virgin. So the next day, Thursday, right away, he can come to Beis Din and say, hey, she's not a virgin. It's the whole spiel, right? That's what the Gemara said, the Mishnah said. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Leishanu, that old din of our Mishnah applies only from Takonis Ezra Ve'elech, after Ezra made a Takona, Shein Bezdin Dinim Kavuin Ela B'Sheni V'Chamishi. Ezra instituted, Bezdin sits only Monday and Thursday. That's it. Before Ezra, Bezdin sat every day. Now, before Ezra, you can get married any night, because the next day you go to Beis Din, who cares? Avokadim Takonis Ezra, okay? Shabbat Dinim Kvuyim B'chol Yayim, where Beis Din sat every single day, Ishin Nisaz B'chol Yayim, okay? So the Gemara says, this whole Mishnah is after Takonis Ezra. Before Takonis Ezra, so the Gemara says, who cares what happened before Ezra? The Mishnah was written after Ezra. I mean, like, what are you saying a statement? Who cares?
Of course it was after.
Yeah, but who cares what happened before Ezra? I mean, why is he saying this halacha? It's not practical. So Gemara says, Kedim takonis Ezra? My dahavis havis. Who cares? I mean, it's totally irrelevant because now there's the takon of Ezra way before the Gemara. Right? Right before the Mishnah, that Beis Din sits Monday and Thursday, so of course
what's the question on it?
Question, why are you telling me something that happened 300,000 years ago and it's totally irrelevant?
Meaning, Takanov, Ezra...
No, Ezra made a Takanov, Beis Din sits Monday and Thursday.
That's all we care for.
Yeah, so, the Mishnah said, therefore you get married Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, right, we said because the fish multiply, all that stuff, yeah? Because basically you can get married Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So we learned before in the Gemara, two reasons. They want to give you 3 days to get the meal ready. So you need Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Because be sure Shabbos, he kills the week, the preparation, mm-hmm. right? Because remember we learned in the Gemara asked before, well, so get married Sunday night. Mm-hmm. If Beis Din is Monday and Thursday, why can't you get married Sunday night? So Gemara said, because you need 3 days, they made the chum made the takoni, you need 3 days to get the wedding ready. Okay? So you need Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday you get married. Yeah? But now the Gemara is saying something else. Before Ezra made a takon of Monday and Thursday, you can get married any night. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's totally irrelevant. Might have what happened, happened. So Gemara says, no. Hachi come, this is what he meant. He says, what happens if today there is a bezin that sits every day? What happens if you live in a city where there's a bezin that sits every day? Okay? A woman can get married any day. Okay? But the Gemara asks, how can you say that? We just got through saying before that you need 3 days after Shabbos to prepare for the wedding. How can you get married on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday? You don't have the 3 days preparation. The Gemara says, Habi'in et shaktu. We need the, like it says, the Chacham would not diligent about the girls to have 3 days of getting ready. The Gemara says, the Tanachle. He's speaking, the guy did it 3 days before Shabbos.
Prepared.
He prepared the 3 days before Shabbos. Okay? So Gemara says, my shaktu. The Gemara says, what do you just say? Well, shaktu, what does shaktu mean? So he says like this. The Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Repnei ma'om rubsul and yisas liyem ravi. It says in the Braise like this. Why did the Chachamim of our Mishnah say a girl gets married Wednesday? That if he would come and Wednesday night live with her and say that she's not a psula, he can get up in Bezdin right away. So the Braise continues and says, so let her get married Sunday. That Monday he can come to Bezdin. Gemara says, okay, so Gemara says, the Chacham were diligent for the welfare of the Jewish girls. She adam teirich besudah shleishi yom. She busy herself with the preparations for the wedding 3 days. Echa b'shabbos sheni b'shabbos and shlishi b'shabbos and get married on Wednesday. Okay? So the Gemara just asked, what is shoktu bit? I mean, we learned it before in the Gemara, but the Gemara is asking, what is shoktu? So the Gemara answers what it means. That why don't you get married Sunday? Because the cheder for Bezdin, he can go Monday morning to Bezdin because you need 3 days to prepare the meal. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Umesakana ve'elach." For the time it was the danger onward, and the Gemara is going to say what it was.
That general, the king wanted to.
Yeah, to live with all the girls. The Gemara is going to explain it soon. Nago amlichnis b'shlishi. He started getting married on Tuesday, because the goyim thought you're getting married Wednesday. So Wednesday afternoon, they made the girls live with them. So you get married Tuesday. But the Chacham didn't object to it. Because it was, you know, for valid reason. But Monday they should not get married. Okay? Why? We'll see in Rashi. The explanation is very simple. One day preparation, Chacham said, okay, we can undo. 2 days preparation, that we're not going to undo. In other words, out of 3 days, you still have 2 days left to prepare, it's okay. But one day left prepared, the Chacham said, that we can't do.
For such a thing that...
And the Gemara is also going to explain what this means. If it was Einis, Mutter. Okay? But... Okay, we're going to see this Gemara, and this is not Allah Lom. Afrishin as a chosim in a kala lel Shabbos tchilo, but you separate the chosim from the kala Friday night for the first time of being together, neshu'ese chabura, because he's making a wound in her. In other words, the first time you're with a virgin, you cause it to bleed. Yeah? Yeah, the hymen no bleeding. So lepeil, he's causing bleeding on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to explain this all coming up, but this is what the Gemara says. If you can't have the first time, in other words, you can't get married Friday afternoon. That's what it's saying, basically. Or if you got married earlier, and they weren't together, you can't be together for the first time with a psula Friday night. It's not that halacha, by the way. But you're not allowed, the Gemara says.
You can marry Friday afternoon?
Sure.
What happens to the dancing and all this thing? It's on Shabbos? It's...
Yeah, Friday. I was like, there were a bunch of weddings here in the Friday afternoon. Dr. Rebbe got married Friday. The Friedrich Rebbe got married. A lot of the Rebbe got married Friday.
How do they deal with dancing? It's enough time to do it.
First of all, sometimes they do it earlier Friday. They dance a little bit. Sometimes they have the Friday night meal and they dance without music.
Tircha? No tircha.
What tircha?
Sweating.
Chassidish people that dance on Shabbos. Where's it go this? Okay, there's very little Rashi here. Okay, let's see let's go back. The Taisis, back to Gimel Amud Aleph. Shabbati dinim kvuim b'chol yeim. Okay? Now, when Ezra makes a takana, usually a takana is making something stricter, like. So Taisis asks, Bezdin would sit every day and Ezra came at takana only Monday and Thursday? It doesn't sound right. Yeah, less bad. Like he's in Tamar. For he taken Ezra, shlei bat the dinim kvoyim b'choyim ele b'beizah he b'vad. What type of takana is that? Takana means a betterment. Here, on the contrary, he's making it less bezd, less ability to go to bezd.
So you don't need a bezd din. I mean, once you make
no, people obviously needed bezd.
Everything.
For everything. Ezra's making it better by making it less. If a story gets less hours, you're making it better,
It was all because of the people come to Shuk, I mean, from the Kephora, then.
We'll see. Yeah, but that's why they kept, before Ezra, they said every day, we'll see in Taisus. The eighth question, another question, I mean, in Mishabis, Mish, Yeshis, Chusavis, Yakis, Bebez, Vehei. If you have Chusavis, you could do bloodletting. Bloodletting in the old times is dangerous. Yeah, you could do bloodletting Monday and Thursday. So Taisa says he came to Kona Sezali and Makiz and Kolika, and before that, therefore, you can't do it at all. Ve'emir Rabbeinu Tam says like this: Kedem Takonis Ezra lo you kfuyim b'chol yom. What it means is like this: before Ezra, there was no set time for Bezdin at all. Elok shal yitzrich on a shum din hayu yeshim b'chol yom v'yom. Whenever they needed, they sat. In other words, Taisa says like this: before Ezra, there was no set time at all for Bezdin. It became like random. You need a Bezdin. Okay, Bezdin sat. You didn't need a Bezdin. They didn't sit. B'chol ha'reitz lidin. I'm sorry. Ve'ezer tikin, she'kvum be'beiz ve'hei. So Ezra made it organized. And as this was the takana of Ezra. Before Ezra, there was like hefkeres. It wasn't established, wasn't organized. You had a minyan, didn't have a minyan. You had a Bezdin, you didn't have a Bezdin. It was like balagan. Okay. Okay. Because it wasn't established. Now, it had to do with Hakosas Dam because you needed a Bezdin. Sometimes you need a Bezdin for damages. Yeah? So it says, if you have Chusavis, you should do Monday and Thursday. So that, because that's when Bezdin sits. So said, the question is, so before that you couldn't do it? They said, no, they can able to do it any time. That's Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Re argues and says, read tears like this. What was the difference before Ezra and after Ezra? Before Ezra, it was only in one city. Ezra made a takana b'chol ir v'ir b'beiz v'hei. In other words, before Ezra, there was a takana that you needed a bezdin in one city. Ezra made a takana. Every city should have a bezdin Monday and Thursday.
One city in the entire
area. Right.
Region.
So what do you also have? What other thing you have besides the region? I mean, what, Beitin? How many Beitin of 71 there were? There
not Bezdin of 71, Bezdin of 3.
Oh, we are talking Bezdin of 3?
Yeah.
71 didn't go for a long time.
71 stopped the middle of the second Beis Hamikdash.
And not 23 either.
Huh?
Not 23.
23 also didn't have an heavy city. The big cities had 23. I mean, the Rambam makes down from the Gemara that the Bez, in order to have 23, you needed a city of 120. Because you needed X amount of people, then you need a Zayman, you need this, and you need that. And The shtetlach wasn't an ear. You know, you had a city, not a...
They had a bit, you mean even the shtetl?
No, the shtetl they didn't have.
They didn't have a Beit Din?
No.
Be it Beit Din of three even? How could it be?
Maybe they had. It's not Dafka they had. Depends how many people lived in the city.
But nowadays there is. I mean, let's say in Europe or in Russia.
In the shtetlach they had the Rav. They didn't love Dafka the Bezni. They had to put together a Bezni. Today in America, but the Lidim don't sit Monday and Thursday. Which Bezin today sits Monday and Thursday? Either you have a Bezin that sits every day, or whenever they need. There's no such thing as Monday and Thursday Bezin day.
Why aren't we following Takanah de Ezra? All the Takanahs we follow.
No, but that's what Gemara says. The Gemara answered at the bottom of the page. If there's Bati Dinim Kavuya had like before Takanah says that they said every day, so then a woman can get married every day. Today, women don't get married Wednesday night. Wednesday day. Right?
Why not?
They got married today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Right? Why?
Because
either there's a bezin, there's no bezin, whatever. But the whole
tekunah. If they need it, they're going to get it.
Right.
So we are back to pre-Ezra era.
Taisus at the bottom says, the Ri says he can get married every day except Shabbos, because he can't make a din Torah on Shabbos. Yeah? Taisus says, after Negan Lisa Ab Bashishi. We'll see in Taisa when we learn it. Taisa says, even nowadays, he can marry Friday too. The only issue, the Gemara says, that we didn't go further in the Gemara is because of Chabura. If you marry a Friday, you're going to be first time together, so it's... Okay, that's it.